I gotta walk, got the chalk, about to draw. Outlines for these ladies, I'm about to slay. Got my cape on with some napalm. Shots of days gone, then the game's on. What you play, huh? Hard to get. I'll be wet for all that dry hate. Looking my way while your eyes say you and I may get off like a bright lane, but I might strain. Pull up lame with a migraine. I'm a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense. With a ladder, get up, phony. I said a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense. With a ladder, get up, phony. Hello, miss, like, what's your name? Such a shame you don't drink, who's to blame? Cause I'm fine like I'm Cosby in the lobby of an AA meeting on a payday. We can make it rain even on a sunny day. What you say? You and I could run away. Meet up when you drop that molly off. Love that chick a Molotov while she's on the side, hating faded lane on the pavement, wasting all of my patience.
Come on, you gotta go.
Go ahead, put your best out. You gotta get up, babe, but I ask now. Come on and get up. I'm the bench with my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta make down. Motherfucker, get up. Go ahead, put your best out. You gotta get up. I'm the bench, but I ask now. Come on and get up. I'm the bench with my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta make down.
Why don't you get up?
Guess who's back? Dap the Uber driver, homie.
Damn, I ain't rolling solo today, huh?
Mm-hmm. They let me out.
Goddamn. Welcome to the Whiskey Sick motherfucking podcast, and we are motherfucking live. Except not when you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the Seth Gecko, a.k.a. Moody fucking Hank. And...
in case you forgot.
And finally... the most unoriginal, often duplicated motherfucker in all the land.
Peasky motherfucking Whiskey.
Out like to OJ. You motherfuckers.
Out like OJ. I'm back.
He's back. He's back for now. For now. You know we're going to get in on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Were we doing some YouTube shit?
Yeah.
Is that what this is finally doing?
We got an Instagram now.
Got an Instagram. Got a fucking laptop holder here. Looking legit.
Some Amazon shit,
just
huh?
Amazon.
Amazon's the shit.
$20.
You got Prime?
Like, fuck yeah, I got Prime.
Yeah, I got Prime.
These nuts are Prime, too. But we're going to be on YouTube now. So say what up to YouTube, homie. You know, eventually we can do that shit live. Like Rogan.
We got to get, like, people to listen.
No, yeah,
we
it would be embarrassing. One fucking listener. It's like my mom. My mom's our courtesy fucking YouTube subscriber watching us live.
It's hard when most of our downloads are from us listening to ourselves like a bunch of fucking losers. It's all right.
That's all right.
I laugh.
We hit 200.
I laugh.
We're at where we need to be.
I laugh.
We're getting there. We're getting there. Baby steps, motherfuckers. Baby steps.
This is the
Conor McGregor didn't get here in one fucking night.
This is the fucking rock bottom fucking most bootleg studio you've ever seen. This is a...
yeah, we got a good angle, though, so they can't see how real ghetto it is. I got my fucking throwback fucking Tupac picture up there, written by some dude on death row in a Texas jail. I mean, drawn by some
It looks like a jail fucking photo.
It's a jail photo. It's kind of creepy. Don't know what the dude's doing life for, but it can't be good.
You got your jerk-off bed over there.
Jerk-off bed. I fucking put the... you see that meme with that dude taking the selfie, and then he has a nut rag hanging? You seen that shit? You didn't see that shit? It's like this dirty-ass towel that's hanging on the rack. And then his caption says, "Don't mind the dirty-ass towel." Why didn't you just take it down?
It's got that yellow dried-out
It's all foul, dude. It's like you can iron on it.
You ever found an old one? Like you forgot about?
No.
Like a towel or
something? I know where my fucking nut rag is all the time. I'm married, dude. You always know where your nut rag is when you're married.
Where you just forget, and then all of a sudden you're cleaning some shit out, and you're like, what the
fuck? You can afford to forget. You can afford to forget. I can't afford that shit. That's a life sentence right there. Was it smell?
I'm sure it smells.
You tell me you didn't whiff it?
I gave it a little.
Like fucking
can't
tuna?
Can't say I haven't. Nah, it just smells like filth and remorse and disgust.
Where was it?
It was in my drawer.
You put it in your drawer?
Yeah, I got like a drawer that I don't put like old fucking dirty clothes that I don't ever use and shit. Just
why don't you like hang it up, air it out?
I'm just going to hang it on my fucking...
who the fuck's going to see it? Just on the windowsill or something. What do you put it in the...
it's going to get on the windowsill? What am I trying to grow some shit? Am I going to get some sunshine?
Were you going to grow mold in the fucking in the dresser?
No, it dries.
You can get everything else all fucking folded up too.
I've been doing this for 20 years, man. Dude. I know what the fuck.
That's why you forget
on.
About it.
Yeah, it's true.
It's fucking nasty, man. Damn, you think you know somebody, then you find out they fucking fold. This immediate You finish and just remorsefully just fold it up.
And I lay there for a little bit.
Tuck it away.
Yeah, fold it so it's not
with your
like
dignity.
On the
you just fold it all up yeah, so it's not and tuck
the,
it away.
Yeah, so it's not on the outside, so I don't like, you know, residue on something else. But
well, if you fold it with the nut on the outside, it's going to get on whatever.
No, you fold on the nut on the inside.
On the inside, yeah. Right. Okay. Okay. You said on the outside.
God, I'm not a rookie at this
but
shit.
But then you're going to get mold. How's it going to dry if it's folded on the inside?
It dries. What do you think this shit, what kind of...
What if you do a two-a-day? You ever nut on the same one?
No.
You get a new one.
No, by the
way. You liar. You don't get a fresh little rag.
Napkins, anything that's around, man.
You've never nutted on the same towel on the same day?
No.
You lie.
No, serious.
You lie.
Dead serious, man.
Take a picture of that shit. Send it to me.
Okay.
I want to see what that shit looks like.
Picture of me shitting.
Yeah, I did see that.
Sent it to you the other day.
Yep.
Because you bailed on me.
I didn't bail on you. You've been bailing, motherfuckers. Motherfuckers know the real story here.
What?
I'm over here holding the fort down.
I bailed on you one time.
Last week, fucking 95 degrees in this bitch. I'm sweating, dabbing my armpits, ass napkin in, fucking dying in here, rolling.
Well, no, what'd you do the week before that you bailed on me?
I didn't bail on you.
Yeah, you did. You
no.
Had your alleged baby shower thing. You had, what are you, a godson?
That was this week.
Yeah, that was this week. And then
that
the week
was
before,
yesterday.
you had to go do wife duties.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, you bailed 2 weeks
yes,
in a
you
row.
Yes, you did. Check the text feed, homeboy.
Text feed? I'm gonna feed you these nuts.
You started throwing excuses, and then you finally just copped and said,
yeah. No, I told you to come on Monday. We couldn't do it on Sunday. So, for the listeners, we'll do Sundays or Mondays.
Yeah, because Chonies was going to be here?
Yeah, that's what was going to happen.
Yeah, where's he at?
And then you didn't show up either.
Where's he at?
He just listened to episode 12.
Did he?
So he's somewhere.
Okay.
He's alive.
Okay.
I was wondering where the extra download came from.
Is he still working out?
I don't know. We have to get his ass in here. Let him answer some of these questions for himself.
Is he going
to
fit through the door?
We'll see, man. You know?
He's hanging out with the Hoff, huh?
He could be.
Yeah.
Thunder, California.
Is the assistant
Harris,
mayor?
Rincon Casino.
The assistant mayor?
The assistant to the assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking faded up. Sharing hamburgers on the floor. Damn. Shit, man, we got grit. We got grips to go over, man. And I even tucked some of these topics away for a rainy day. But we got mad fight shit to talk about.
How many times do you watch the press conferences?
Yeah, we can get your take on that. I did a grip on it.
I'm just saying, how many times
your take on it?
How many times do you watch them?
I just watched them the one time.
I get the highlights.
I watched them live. The last two were meh.
The Toronto one was all right.
The Toronto one was flames.
Yeah.
That shit was everything I thought it would be.
Voltron, Power Rangers.
That shit was fucking corny.
You think that was funny?
That shit was
when
corny.
He was making fun of him?
Oh, when he was making fun of him. Yeah,
yeah,
but when he actually did
no.
it, when Floyd did that
no.
shit, I was like, this is the corny. Because the reason it made it even more corny is because homie ran away.
Yeah.
He like dipped out the back. And then the funnier part is that Connor and his two homies would have smoked those fools.
Yeah, those big guys would have got fucked up.
That Dylan Danis dude,
did you
with the blonde hair that looks like a little fucking
but did you see him
NSYNC
all,
dude?
When those guys like this, like McGregor and all them jumped up like, and I was like, oh, dude, this is bad.
This would be, yeah.
This
yeah.
is bad.
I was like, just don't break your hand, Connor.
Yeah.
Don't break your hand on one of those heads. But that Dylan Danis dude, he just had a grappling match against Jake Shields a couple, like 2 months ago. He lost, but fuck, who doesn't lose to Jake Shields?
Jake Shields is a beast.
He's a monster, that Dylan Danis. He's supposed to fight in Bellator, but I don't think dude's got any stand-up. He needs to simmer the fuck down. But
Who just went to Bellator? Verdun?
Mousasi.
Or Mousasi, yeah.
Mousasi. We'll talk about him because we got to talk about this Weidman card that went down. Got lots of shit to spew about that shit. We can start with. So you only watched the one fight?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do a quick recap. I went 2-2 this week.
I guess the prelims were all like knockouts and shit.
The card was dope. As a whole, the card was fucking dope.
Then the main event was kind of like.
It was still a good fight. It was still. I mean.
All decisions.
Kinda. But so we'll start with Jimmy Rivera. Versus Thomas Almeida. Man, Jimmy Rivera, he doesn't fight very often, but he's a top dude now. This Thomas Almeida, damn, he was just... He needs to learn how to move his head. He needs to... he's just got a real technical Muay Thai stance. He just stands straight up and down. Jimmy Rivera kind of teed off on him. He did have a moment where he came back. Almeida was all but out in the first round a couple times. I picked Jimmy Rivera to win. Jimmy Rivera came through big time. His last fight was like a while ago, like a year ago. He fought Faber. He beat Uriah Faber. So this dude's in the mix. I think what's next for Jimmy Rivera, because he's won 20 straight fights. Not all in the UFC, but he started his career 1-1 and then hasn't lost since. So he's won 20 straight fights, and I think he called out Dominic, which would make sense because he's a top five dude, probably four now, maybe around there. So a fight with Dominic Cruz would make a whole lot of fucking sense if Dom's ready to fucking go, and he called him out right after the fucking thing. This fight right here, Cummins versus Volante. I went with my man Patrick Cummins, and he came through.
I saw his face.
But that wouldn't tell you the story because he almost got his ass knocked the fuck out in the opening like 2 minutes, and I was like, damn, there goes my first pick. And somehow, some way, he's trained by you know who Antonio Tarver is?
Yeah.
He was in Rocky VI and shit.
Yeah, he's the one that fucking beat Roy Jones.
He's
like,
now
knocked out
he's
Jones.
At this dude's gym teaching MMA fighters boxing. Oh, so nice. He's one of his boxing trainers. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, because Patrick Cummins is a wrestler, this was a weird-ass fight.
All of a sudden, he could throw hands?
Like John Volante punching him in the head, like knocked like some boxing skills into him. Like, it took him to who he was.
Hit the retard portion of the brain, and it's all...
And it just sparked something, because all of a sudden, he started moving like a boxer and shit. Like Tarver, like, got into him somehow. Like, his soul, like, infested his body, and he started moving. He started boxing John Volante's ears in. And I said the only way John Volante could win is if he kept it standing, and he did keep it standing. But rounds 2 and 3, he got his ass lit up. He just stood there, and Patrick Cummins held on. His eye was a fucking mess. He almost got knocked out dead twice in the first round. After that, it was just all downhill, and he came back and won. I mean, this dude's a monster. This dude used to be a barista.
Starbucks?
Not at Starbucks, at some other place.
Coffee Bean? So he was a B-list barista?
Basically. Dang. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know who he looks like?
His resume wasn't yet.
You ever seen that Netflix movie Bronson?
No.
About like the world's, or the like British.
Charles Bronson?
No, he's like the world's most, not the world, but like... Britain's most deadly inmate, most violent inmate.
Oh, I just saw something on that today.
Yeah, he looks like that motherfucker.
Patrick Cummins?
Yeah, bald head and that fucking mustache. Google that shit.
I think I saw something about that today. It's kind of weird. Yeah. But Patrick Cummins, his manager, came through the drive-thru and told him that he was going to fight late replacement fight Daniel Cormier. And that was his first fight in the UFC.
And then he ordered a nice coffee?
He got his ass whooped, but... Then, I don't know. Hopefully, he probably passed it to him. He's probably an internal. Yeah. Dennis Bermudez fought Darren Elkins. Dennis Bermudez, you motherfucker, you. Homie, a favorite. Not by much. I picked Dennis Bermudez to win, and he didn't do that. But in the third round, all of a sudden, he got some sense knocked into him, and he starts fucking dominating the fight. And had he just done that in the first two rounds, I would have been 3-0 at that point. But Darren Elkins won the first two rounds, kind of limped to the finish line. Got the dub. Good for him. Dennis Bermudez used to be a top contender, but big fights, you fucking shit the bed. You blow your wad in Whiskey's drawer. That's basically what the fuck happened. And then you got a second win late in there and started coming through, but then too little too late, motherfucker. Chris Weidman, Kelvin Gastelum. What the fuck do you say about this shit? So you saw this shit.
I think they mic'd up Matt Serra.
Oh, yeah?
Because you just hear him the whole time yelling. Controlling the position and holding.
Yeah, Matt Serra's a good corner man. Weidman's corners are dope.
Ray Longo.
Ray Longo's a shit. He's a weird, frumpy-looking-ass dude.
Have you ever seen like all the dudes?
How could you be such a guy that's so focused on like fitness and shit and be so out of shape yourself?
It's like the dude from CrossFit.
Talk about not practicing what you preach.
That whole like, have you ever seen John Donaher? He's like a creepy.
That's DJ's coach, isn't it?
No, he's a dude at Henzo's up there with like Gary Tonin and all them fools.
Yeah,
but he's like a Harvard professor or some shit. But he looks so creepy and doesn't look like he would do anything to you.
Who was bitch ass? John Donaher. I thought he was TJ.
He teaches all the leg locks for like Gary Tonin and Gordon Ryan and all those dudes.
Go back. Donaher. I don't know how to spell this fucking guy's name. Let's see this creepy motherfucker. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't he look like dude that would like hold you in the closet and rape you? Which you probably could.
You calling him R. Kelly now? You jumping the gun on the R. Kelly topic? Is that where you're going?
The white R. Kelly?
Is foreshadowing what's to come?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, he's a weird looking dude. Fuck, man. I don't know what to say. So what was your take on it? Because I got some... I'm coming after you, Kelvin Gastelum, you motherfucker, you.
Look like Weidman just... He controlled...
Way much, bigger. Way fucking bigger.
Yeah, Gastelum looked like fucking...
He looked like dog shit.
He looked like out of shape. He didn't really, like, pull the trigger a whole lot. I mean, he had that one where he clipped him. But it looked like when Weidman had him on the ground, he just had better position. He was holding positions better, and he wasn't really doing anything to get out. Gastelum's got jiu-jitsu skills, right?
Yeah, he's a brown belt.
Mm-hmm.
But so. His hands are... He basically, the homie Gastelum came in there looking like he got lost playing Pokemon Go or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't realize he was after a Charizard or some shit, and then he found himself in the middle of a fucking cage fighting Chris Weidman. He looked like when you're playing Street Fighter on Xbox and the Xbox controller disconnects. He's just standing there. You know what I'm talking about?
You're still fighting in your head, but you ain't...
You're like, why isn't this fucking... And he's just getting boxed up. That's exactly what this dude was, so fucking lackadaisical. And they kept... Brian Stan and them kept talking about how he stays so calm. And he's so calm under fire. He's getting face fucked. And, oh, it's great he's keeping a fucking...
You think Cosby was in his locker room and fucking slid him a quaalude?
Did you see him? He looked like he didn't even give a fuck.
Yeah, he's just in there kind of...
And the one time he actually looked like he wanted to fight... He almost punched Weidman through the fucking cage.
Yeah.
He let his hands go one time, lands a vicious left hand, and Weidman goes down. And Weidman would have been finished if that bell hadn't rang.
Yeah, I mean...
He was fucked.
Like 3 or 4 more seconds, I think. One good hammer fist, I think.
So, I mean, Kelvin Gastelum, basically, he's that dude to... he just can't take that next step, ever. He had his chance against Tyron Woodley. Did the exact same thing.
It's nice to have an arm, though.
Every time. Yeah, whatever. He beat a 170. He beat a welterweight. Chris Weidman beat a welterweight.
That fool never made welterweight.
A couple times he did.
2005?
Against that Woodley fight, he missed welterweight, too. But the point is, Chris Weidman wins this fucking... wins this fight, comes out talking about he deserves a title shot. This motherfucker didn't win a fight for 2 years.
You're 1-4, son.
Homie, this dude's last win was in 2015.
You know who gets...
He lost 3 in a row.
You know who should get a title shot before he does?
Everybody.
The dude that you, knocked him out.
Me.
Luke Rockhold.
Exactly. What I'm going to say is he should fight Luke Rockhold, Jacare, or Yoel Romero, or the loser of Bisping versus Whitaker, which is going to be Bisping.
Yeah.
You don't win one goddamn fight against a fucking legit welterweight.
I'd give Dan Henderson a shot before I'd give Weidman.
Fuck yeah. Fight. Hey, let's bring Henderson out. That's a good idea. Let's bring Henderson out of retirement and have him fight him.
Because that fool should have won the belt.
You saw how small that dude looked compared to him.
Yeah.
You get one dub, and you're lucky. And this dude's lucky Musasi went to Bellator. Because you can complain all you want about that shit. You went out like a bitch against Musasi.
His old man thought he did great, though.
Oh, his old man. His old fucking man. You see that fucking bullshit? So, the question, if you guys don't know, Chris Weidman's dad is like the, I don't know, how would you describe him? He's like the over-enthusiastic Little League T-ball coach. You know what I mean?
That was never good?
Yeah. He's the right fielder's dad. You put the right fielder,
but he read
the
a lot of books.
Players in right field or yeah. Second base. If you had to, you kind of put him in second and just hope nobody hits it to right on the right side of the
They're
field.
They're the ones that caravan everyone in and get all pumped and get them like, you know.
So yeah, so this brought. Where's this dude? Yes, here's a classic, Chris Weidman dad. Listen to this shit right here. Whiskey, if you've never seen it. This is after he got his ass cracked by Rocco.
Let's hope so.
He goes on this rant. They cut it short right there. Still my boy! So he goes on this rant about his son's, you know, always been this champion. And he's a fucking... And I get it. It's cool. You love your boy. You think the world of him.
How embarrassed would you be?
Dude,
Weidman
himself kind of looks horrified. And you know why? Because you knew smart-ass Michael Bisping was going to have some shit to say. He basically told Chris Weidman to control his pops. He's fucking embarrassing him. And that didn't sit too well with him.
But how fucking embarrassed would you be, dude? Your fucking old man gets on and he doesn't know anything about going viral and shit like that. So he's just like...
He's oblivious, dude.
So you're like, Dad, you just... You just made an ass
of
yourself.
He's a grown-ass man. And on top of Chris Weidman being a grown-ass man, he's a former world champion in the UFC. He don't need you fucking cheerleading him like that, stepping up into the fucking rock octagon, being all up in the videos. You know what I mean? You don't need to come up in here with your little trash bag suits on, your shiny suits.
You think his dad's wearing flip-flops with socks?
You know he is. with a little thong up between the big toe and shit. You know he is. Or Birkenstocks with the double straps. But this brought me to ask the question, who's worse? I know you don't know who this gentleman is because I don't know if you're fucking just not caught up on anything. But everybody knows who LeVar Ball is. He's Lonzo Ball's father, goddammit, who was the number 2 overall draft pick by the Lakers, who's supposed to be the savior for the Lakers. But this guy is the biggest. He basically has a big baller brand company. He has his own company. He's such a fucking loud mouth. He says that he could beat Michael Jordan. And then they put out a video of him at the local YMCA getting his ass cracked by fucking 60-year-old dudes and shit.
Smell like Bengay.
But this fucking guy, watch this shit. He teaches an AAU team. He coaches an AAU team, which is a high school level, like, all-star team, travel team. Watch this fucking guy. So basically what happens here, they call a foul on his team. See what he's doing? They call a foul. He's in flip-flops. He's in flip-flops on the court.
White flip-flops.
With those slides. In the middle of the game, they call a foul against him, his team. He gets teed up. And he takes his ball and goes home in the middle of the game. He pulls his team off the court, and they forfeit the game, and they were up 9.
For a foul?
All some baby shit. Also, taking my ball and going home shit. Now, let me ask you something.
Look at the white parents. Like, what
the fuck is going on? Every goddamn parent. So, that asked me, if that was your son that was on his fucking team, you just going to sit idly by and let this motherfucker... This ain't about you, LeVar Ball.
Be like, Dad, get the fuck out of here, man.
Fuck out of here. I mean, you're literally telling us we have to quit. These kids just want to play basketball. There's literally nothing on the line. You're playing in a little high school tournament.
Is Dad trying to get like a reality show or something?
He might be. He's trying to get a shoe deal for his son, but he has his own shoe, which looks like some old school knockoff Fila's.
You know what they need? You know that one crazy dad? That doesn't really like, he's not there for every game.
Randy Marsh. South Park.
That comes out and just.
This is America.
That tells like the other dad to shut the fuck up and then he goes and beats his ass in the parking lot.
It would have been me. I'd have duffed this guy out.
You know the one dad that drinks in the parking lot before the game?
I didn't even need that.
Yeah.
I don't even need the liquid courage. I'm rolling up in there. I'm slapping the shit out of him. Backhand. Fucking backhanding this motherfucker. And I'm telling those motherfuckers to get back on that court. You fucking making your team quit? This ain't about you because there was a fucking foul. What are you teaching these kids? This is the continued pussification of our youth right here. This is that take our ball, go home. We fucking participation trophy.
Let's go post something on Facebook about it.
Yeah. Like you're fighting for a greater cause with a fucking high school fucking game.
This is their cause, man.
So
this is their civil rights.
So I say, who's the biggest turd Ferguson? Is it Chris Weidman's dad? For the over-celebration, or is it this fucking guy?
I think it's the ball dad, because he's a fucking douchebag, man.
Straight douche.
The other guy's at least happy his dad won.
Yeah, yeah. You know, at least, you know, he's all
happy,
positive.
Happy his son won.
Because he has son.
So the guy's a fucking crybaby whiner bitch.
They're both bitches in my book. Just different levels of them. I definitely give it to LeVar Ball, but I saw similarities. Over basically cheerleading fucking dads.
What do you see in common with both of them?
They both make it a little bit about themselves. They try to steal the spotlight a little bit. They're
both wearing flip-flops.
They're both. Well, those are his $200 slides that he sells. Those are $200 that he's wearing. Those slides, like those old Nike slides you'd wear after soccer practice and shit. He sells some for $200. Check this shit out, dude.
No,
I want you to see these. Check out these things. These look like the Grant Hills. $495, bro.
Those whack-ass Fila's that Grant Hill made? You get that shit at Walmart.
These things don't even look as good as Champion shoes that I'm rocking right now. Champion, bitch. Rocking my $29 Payless specials. They look better than this fucking shit. You see that shit?
The fuck out of here.
$495. Let's see if they got the fucking slides. They sell some slides for fucking...
That's like you get the idea. Yeah.
Fuck them. So Lonzo Ball, you the turd.
Those might be the wackest. Those might be up there with like the top five wackest shoes. With like the Game Hurricanes, the G Units were pretty fucking gay.
Yeah, those G Units were fucking whack. Those Steph Currys that came out a year or two ago, those were fucking whack for Under Armour.
Then the Shaq, the original
like New Balance,
the Shaq ones that were like in the circles.
You didn't like those?
No,
everybody had those fucking things. Like the Hypnotize. I think they were called the Hypnotize. It's
fucking whack as fuck.
Yeah, a lot of people had those though. Were they Reeboks or some shit?
Yeah.
They didn't cost $495 motherfucking dollars. But overall, back to this fight night in Long Island, sick fucking card. Sick fucking card. Mad KOs in the prelims and early prelims and some good fights in the main card. But moving right along, we got this week the grudge match. Look at this card. You see this shit?
I got a hard on for that Lawler Cerrone fight.
Lawler Cerrone. We'll start there. We'll give a.
I want it to be a tie. I love them both. I think Lawler's going to put him to sleep.
Yeah. Too big. Too.
He's a fucking warrior, man.
Too gorilla for this motherfucker. Just too.
Dude just lays the dick on you when you're fucking when he fights, man.
He was like a 300 soldier back in the day. You know what I mean? Like in his previous life, he was like a real life 300.
He's the dude. Well, minus the Woodley fight that gets fucking blasted and then just
see that Woodley fight though. Angry. Lawler, the thing with that Woodley fight was that he fought too many fucking times in a row after wars with McDonald. He just fought too much. If he took as much time as he has taken off now, almost a year off, I think he would have been a lot better. He came out just real slow and he just needed time. His brain needed time to recover. But Lawler versus Cerrone, I don't even know the odds on this shit. They got the odds on here? Damn, I wish they did. I'd have to say Robbie Lawler is the definitely has to be the favorite for this shit. Not a bad bet to bet on Cerrone. If you get anything 2-1 or higher, I'd you know, maybe worth a couple bucks on him.
I love Cerrone too. He's funny as fuck.
Yeah, he's dope. He's just got his work cut out for him. He's fighting a dude that's fought and beat every single person in this fucking division except for Woodley and Maya, who are fighting for the title later on. This shit right here.
That's not even a fight.
So we got Chris Cyborg. Y'all heard my stories about Chris Cyborg. I won't go there. I'm fighting Tanya Evinger. Who? Tanya fucking Evinger. Basically, you remember that?
She's the player on the website that hasn't been unlocked.
Yeah. Her picture's not even on the website yet. Yeah. It's just a picture. It's just her name, Triple Threat, and they basically brought her from the D League, from the minor leagues, and they didn't even take the time. What? How disrespectful!
Talk about sacrifice, dude. Well,
you remember that fucking. Speaking of that shit, you remember Jurassic Park where they bring that little fucking lamb out into the fucking field, and then they open it up, and the T Rex comes and just eats that motherfucker.
That's exactly what's gonna happen.
That's what this shit is. But. Bravo to you, Miss Tanya Evinger, for actually taking this fight when every other chick in the fucking world was ducking, dodging. You had a world champion who had the belt that said, I don't want no part of you, and just straight up said, I refuse to fight her, and fucking gave up the belt. Then you have this Megan Anderson who had the fight and came up with some personal reasons why she all of a sudden couldn't take the fight after it was announced.
She pulled a Nunez.
She straight up just bitched out. But at least she gave it time, you know? She didn't do it the day of the fight, you know? This Tanya Evinger, 19-5, nice little record, fighting scrubs. I think this is her UFC debut. She's been in Invicta and some other things, so she ain't ready for this, man.
She's going to Kevorkian herself, man. It's assisted suicide.
She has less of a chance of beating Cyborg than Conor McGregor has of beating fucking Floyd Mayweather. I mean, these odds have got to be like 12, 13, 14 to 1. They got to be outlandish.
I bet there's
20-1.
I bet there's a line that if she dies.
There could be. There could be.
I might even put the death
prop bet.
Like Herb Dean or trips and hurts himself. And
maybe we see a second time in a month that a fighter shits their pants. But this time, before the fight even starts, just when she like even just gets into the octagon, she just shits herself.
Remember those looks when like Tyson used to fight and then he would just be staring. The dudes wouldn't even look.
They were already lost. Yeah. They already lost.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's what's gonna happen. So this is for a fucking belt. So if somehow, some way, Tonya Evinger won this fight, she'd be the fucking 145-pound champion, which is crazy.
I'd retire.
Go quick. Real quick. Call it a career. never try to get that rematch.
Yeah.
Hell no. You dodge a bullet. Those are some crazy odds. Surviving, just to walk out alive against this girl?
Yeah.
That's an accomplishment. That's a career achievement. That's something you list on your resume at the top. Like, even if you're just going, you're like applying at Costco. I survived 5 rounds with Chris Cyborg. Who? And you Google it, show him, like, hire, bitch. Hired. Name the position.
100K.
Easy. Easy. Fucking $40 an hour type shit. Now on to possibly
the most boring fight that's ever
going
to happen.
In the history of title fights. Yeah. I was thinking about this today.
It's like the Damian Maya Anderson Silva fight.
I couldn't. Worse, because at least Anderson Silva was a striker, and when it was standing, he put some paws on him. I was just so mad that they didn't give Masvidal that fucking win over fucking Damian Maya for just holding onto his back for fucking 3 rounds and doing absolutely nothing. Masvidal versus Woodley would have been such a better fucking scrap than this shit. Damian Maya, Mr. beat everybody except for the champ. I mean, this is it. I mean, there's 2 people at 170 that I don't think he can beat. That's Tyrone Woodley and George St. Pierre, if he ever comes back. Those are the 2 people he can't beat. And unfortunately for him, those are 2 people that are going to have the belt. This has all the makings of being boring as fuck. Just a fucking grappling stalemate.
This is if you have to shit or go get food, this is the fight to do it in.
Exactly. And the Wonder Boy Woodley fight, the second one, if that was fucking boring, how the fuck can't this be boring?
You know what's going to suck is Woodley's going to be like, oh, you know, say he beats him.
All he's got to do is land 1 punch around and he'll win.
I want the money, you know, like he's going to do that shit. And we got to hear that for another
money
fucking fights, 5
all
months.
This shit.
It's like,
I would gain some respect for him. I'm going to take Woodley to win. I think he has, if he can let his hands go enough, just a little bit, to steal the rounds from the boring-ass grappling exchanges or failed takedowns from Damian Maya. You're going to see Damian Maya trying to pull guard and doing all this fucking shit that he was trying to do against Anderson Silva. And he's not going to get Woodley down. No one's got Woodley down.
So you're saying it's going to go 5 rounds?
This is probably going to go 5 rounds. They're both going to be gassed by the 4th. They're going to stand there. It's going to look like both controllers got disconnected from the Xbox or it was just left on pause. Both people went to make peanut butter sandwiches or some shit, and they're just going to sit there staring at each other. Boring ass fight. I'll take Woodley. Who you taking? Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
I don't know, man.
Uh-oh.
I think Maya might pull it out.
Are you going to do it?
I think he might pull it out.
How?
Submission.
What?
Yep.
You're taking Damian Maya to win by submission.
He's going
to
get the backpack.
He's going to get, oh, and then he's going to choke him out? Yep. He couldn't choke out Masvidal, and he had his back for like 15 minutes.
Watch.
That's okay. Okay, that's why you're here. You're here to make some bold predictions like that. That's
the most boring champion we have.
Yeah, this is the worst championship fight I can imagine. This was, but honestly, anybody Damian Maya was gonna fight was gonna be the most boring fucking championship. Even if he fought Lawler, it'd just be Lawler trying to escape. But he'd beat Lawler,
and he's gonna end up being end up like headlining the Fox
can you
Sports.
Imagine if he's a champion,
yeah, he's gonna be the Fox Sports one like. Welterweight title fight headliner because they're not going to put him on pay-per-view. Or they're going to bury him like 3 deep in a...
You just got to put him on cards like this where you got a better main event.
Mm-hmm.
You got... Yeah.
He'll never be a headliner.
You just got to fucking find a way for him to... There was rumors that he turned down the fight because he needed time or some shit, so I was hoping that was true because it sounded like Masvidal was going to get the step in, but that didn't come true. Now, on to the main. The main shit!
I don't like Jon Jones.
I don't like Jon Jones either.
You know what really did it for me? Was that Rogan interview?
I didn't get past 15 minutes of it.
He sounded like just the most fucking fake, like,
it's the world against him kind of thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's out to get him kind of shit. No no remorse, no self-reflection, no self-responsibility kind
of
shit.
Like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Badass fighter, man.
I watched the first scrap last night. Very good for first 3 rounds. Daniel Cormier, if he can do what he did in the second round, he was beating Jones' ass, really, in the second round. He was putting paws on him, definitely, but he blew his wad, basically. He came out real emotional, out of control at times, and then he gassed out in the 4th and 5th round, which was just all Jon Jones, taking him down, whooping his ass for the last 2 rounds.
DC's old, too, man.
I just see, fuck. I can see this being a better showing for Daniel Cormier. If he's in shape and he doesn't have to hold on to the towel to make weight like he did last time.
He's not going to beat Jon Jones, dude.
He's not going to beat Jon Jones. No. I'm taking Jon Jones also. Decision again. I don't see anybody finishing Daniel Cormier. That would be a...
You know what Jon needs to do?
Especially when you've only fought one time in the last four fucking years.
You know what Jon needs to do? He just needs to win the fight and just be a fucking prick like who he really is. Be a bad guy, man.
That's what Cormier's been telling him.
Be the worst fucking bad guy you could be. You want to know why?
You rat bastard.
Because people are going to hate you, and then they're going to buy your shit to
you know
watch
what's
you
weird,
lose.
Though? People like him more than Daniel Cormier. That's the weird part.
He's that one dude that's like...
They treat Cormier as the fucking heel.
Yeah.
And they're going back and forth with their shit, and they both got good fucking points. You know, you lost that belt because you're a fuck-up.
Yeah, you didn't act like
you
a champion.
You can't be the champ if you can't fight. You're not the champ if you get your belt stolen anymore. But at the same time, there's an asterisk next to Daniel Cormier because Jones is right in the sense that he never beat him. So they're both kind of right in a way. Mm-hmm. But Daniel's won the belt. He's defended it. He beat Gustafson. He beat Rumble Johnson. I think he won one other fight in there in that span. Jon Jones has only fought once since the first time they were fighting.
What are the
OSP.
Odds?
He beat OSP in a five-round decision.
What are the odds Jones pisses hot?
What are the odds that the fight even happens? We don't get another UFC 200, him fucking the night before the fight getting kicked off the fucking card. Some Nunes shit.
Don't rule it out, man.
Yo, she's got her own. Her name's a fucking verb now. Amanda Nunes. Don't Nunes this bitch.
I'm serious. Don't rule it out, man. Jon Jones is a notorious fuck up.
Yeah.
And this is me just saying this. I would never say it to his face.
The classic Moody Hank line. We should preface everything we say with that. I would never say this shit to your face, motherfucker.
This is all stuff that we would say in a commentary zone, but this is
in a little ass room.
Yeah, to any of these people, because they would beat the fuck out of all of us.
Yeah, well, no, they wouldn't. Jon Jones wouldn't beat my ass. You know why? I dip.
Dude, he'd hit you.
He'd hit you
with his car, with those take his money, take his Coke.
Inspector Gadget arm, stretch Armstrong shit.
Take his Coke and run away.
Nah, yeah, fuck, dude. Hopefully he's fucking stoned. He fights pretty well when he's fucking on that ooey.
Put your, circle your picks. We'll put them on the gram.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ricardo Lamas in the prelims also. He's going to beat Jason Knight. I don't know what the fuck a number 3 ranked dude's fighting a number 15 ranked dude for. I don't know why Ricardo Lamas would
Is that Barao on there?
Is he? Yeah. Oh, good call. I forgot all about that shit. Henan Barao versus Aljamain Sterling. Dude, so
Fool's ranked 14.
He's been getting his ass kicked a lot. This dude trains out of Weidman's camp, Aljamain Sterling. He's a Ray Longo dude. Grappler.
He's going to have Weidman's dad in the corner?
Full grappler. Oh, man. I hope so. And you pay a fucking...
Aljamain is my brother.
Aljamain
is my brother. Get out of here, dad.
Damn. I don't know. You don't know what Henan Barao is going to show up in this shit. He's fighting at 130. Is this 135? 145.
Ooh, went up.
Is it? Didn't even say. They say their weight's 140, but it doesn't say what they're fighting at. Because
weight?
I think what happened is the athletic commission said they wouldn't allow Henan Barao to make 135 pounds anymore. So I'm pretty sure this is 145.
They should do a catch weight.
Maybe it is. It says they got it listed at 140, but I don't know what the fuck that's about. Anyways, fuck you, Henan Barao. I'm rolling with Aljamain Sterling. Out grapple him. Take him to the ground. If he does do that, then that's a big win for that dude. Jimmy Manoa is fighting Volkan Ozdemir. This is actually a good scrap. I don't know how this Ozdemir dude is ranked number 5 in the fucking world at light heavyweight. Just shows you how weak that division is. Jimmy Manoa is a fucking killer. So I'm going to take Manoa. So here's the picks, motherfuckers. Jot them down. We got Lamas. We're taking Manoa. We're taking Lawler. Every person in the world is taking Cyborg. I'm taking Woodley. Let it be known. Whiskey Doodle Dandy over here.
He's got Maya.
He's taking Maya via submission. What round?
3, I think. T. Woodley's going to get
third round. You want to give what type of submission?
Rear naked choke.
I'm going decision 5-round Woodley. We all fall asleep.
Woodley's
going
to guess.
Set your timer. Set an alarm so you can wake up in time for the fucking main event. And I'm taking
Thrones.
Daniel Cormier.
Really?
I'm going to throw it at you like that. I'm going to throw it at you like that. I misled you this whole time. I'm taking Daniel Cormier because this motherfucker's rusty.
Sandbagging me?
You taking Jon Jones?
Why wouldn't I?
Okay. There you have it.
Okay. I think Jon Jones.
Let it be known that I chose Daniel Cormier to win the first one, too.
Jon Jones wrong. In the event that the fight actually takes place.
That the fight actually takes place. So what odds are you giving it? I'm giving it, I'll give it like a solid 3-1 that the fight doesn't even happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's 50-50.
Oh, you think it's that?
Yeah.
God damn.
He's notorious for being a fucking idiot.
I mean, we're within, what are we at, Monday? So we're within striking range. So
Thursday, Friday, he's going to get a little high.
It could happen.
He might go to 7-Eleven. He might get some ho-hos, get a cupcake and some boner pills.
Yep.
And then he's going to fucking piss hot.
The fucking boner pills.
Yeah.
He fucking totally jacked Anderson Silva's whole steez with that shit. Mm-hmm. Remember when Anderson pissed hot? It was because of boner pills? These fucking guys. Does Coke make your fucking wiener soft?
I don't know.
Your wiener's just naturally soft. Always soft. I got to give a betting pick of the week here. We got some boxing. We got touch on all shit. We got Adrian Broner, the wannabe Floyd Mayweather, jacked his whole style, fighting Mikey Garcia, who's 36-0. We got Adrian Broner at a +260 underdog. I think Mikey Garcia was around there at the minus range. This is a good pick. I'm just throwing this out here. I don't know why they would have this on the same night as a big UFC card, but if you're also watching this on the stream like I will be, this is a good pick to pick Broner if you want to win a couple extra bucks. It's just a good money bet. So put a little asterisk right there. Adrian Broner versus Mikey Garcia. This is going to be a fucking dope-ass fight. This might be the best fight of that night. It's the same night as the Cormier-Jones fight. This boxing match might outshine that shit.
You going to start a betting service or what?
I got to start getting some picks right. I've been kind of falling off lately.
Or we start calling.
My main events have always been good.
And it's one of those automated ones.
I lost a couple.
You've reached the Seth Gecko betting hotline.
Yeah.
For Saturday's fights, hit 1. And then it's like, hey, homie, it's Seth Gecko. What up, dog? Cali Dego.
That's your best impression of me, motherfucker? God damn.
Be on the lookout for that.
So, Broner, put some dough down on Broner if you want to make a couple extra bucks. It's a good bet. I'd pick Mikey Garcia in reality to win this fight. 36-0, 140 pounds. Good fight for Lomachenko. If Lomachenko looking for an opponent, I know he's fighting August 4th, but after that, it's a good fight for him. Or Terrence Crawford after that. Some good boxing. Boxing has been way better than UFC. Mixed martial arts in a whole this year. Continues with this shit. So, Adrian Broner. Even though I don't like the fucking guy, it's a good little pick.
I've never done boxing, but in 6 weeks, I'm going to own boxing.
That's your Conor McGregor?
Yeah, I'm not Irish.
You didn't even give... That was your Irish fucking...
No, that's what he was saying. I was just throwing it out there.
Oh. Hold on a second.
I heard Wiz Khalifa is going to be on the undercard.
You really on this Wiz Khalifa shit?
That shit makes me funny. You look at that.
Did you watch the video?
No.
So what the fuck are you talking about then?
Because look at Wiz Khalifa. It makes you laugh. He's like skinnier than me.
You know that
me.
Snoop Dogg's commentating for UFC now, right?
I like Snoop Dogg though.
You know he's commentating for the Fight Pass Contender Series. For
isn't
Dana
he with
White?
Uriah?
Yeah. He's throwing spinning shit and all sorts of weird shit.
Does he know what he's talking about?
I don't know. I didn't watch the shit. But it's so
look at that back shizzle finizzle bizzle.
This little homie, I forget the dude's name. Little skinny white dude won his fight on the first episode, and he was backstage smoking blunts with with Snoop.
Really?
Afterwards, like, homie, you can't do that. The athletic commission is watching. But homie got fucked up and
That's awesome.
He won his fight and did the damn thing. Let's say real quick.
That's pretty awesome.
And we're back, motherfuckers. YouTube in it. Fucking new steps. We got some topics we got to run through real quick. Are we finally ever going to mention Rob Kardashian? Because I've been saving that shit. I've been saving this shit specifically for you to be here. It totally just hit me right now.
That dude straight up went off the rails, man.
Well, I mean, What the fuck did he think was going to happen?
I don't know. Is she suing him?
So a stripper is suing him for putting out naked pictures.
A stripper. Who has a baby with his sister's boyfriend.
Who does she have a baby with?
What's that skinny dude that's a rapper, but he's not really a rapper?
Oh, Tyga.
Yeah.
That's right.
She has a baby with
that
fool.
Damn, you're on this TMZ more than me.
Fuck yeah, every morning, man. What's...
Okay. It makes me fill the people in case they're not up on their...
It makes me feel better about my life.
The real news.
So, like we just said, that... What, Black China, is that her name? She's...
It ain't White China.
I think she's hideous, but... She looks like she's 400 pounds and shit, but she had a baby with Tyga, and then they broke up, and then Tyga's dating... One of the little girls.
Before she was of age.
Yeah.
Kylie.
Yeah, he did the whole fucking R. Kelly shit on her.
Yeah.
We'll get to that R. Kelly shit in a minute. Anyways,
you know, damn well.
Just looping that one up.
Going there.
And then Rob Kardashian, all 877 pounds of that motherfucker, fell the fuck off.
Yo, first off, does he not have fucking mirrors in his goddamn house?
I don't know, man. Like, how come everyone else in that family gets plastic surgery, including his stepdad? But he's like the fat, ugly one.
Let me ask you this about Mr. Rob Kardashian. The Kardashians took a lot of heat for being famous for not having any kind of talent or really doing anything. But now they've kind of parlayed that in. They got some businesses. They got some legit businesses. These bitches go crazy for that Kylie Jenner fucking lipstick and all that other crazy shit. They got, you know, their own lines of clothing, all of them and all this shit. What the fuck? Does Robert what the fuck is on his resume? If he's applying at Trader Joe's tomorrow, what the fuck is he putting on his fucking resume?
He's a professional eater, homeboy.
What's his skills? What's his work history look like?
He doesn't have skills. None of them have skills.
I mean, he couldn't get hired there. He couldn't get hired. And I'm not talking shit on Trader Joe's. I fucking love Trader Joe's. It's just the first thing that came to my mind.
You want
to
draw some shit out here?
But I'm just saying, what do you mean?
Every dude associated with the Kardashians is a fuck up or dead.
You're not going to get at my man Scott Disick like that, though, are you?
Scott's pretty dope.
He's the dopest motherfucker around.
So Scott's the only one,
so
right?
Leave him out. Leave him out of your little fucking...
Okay, so Scott's here.
What are those little mind maps?
So here, you have the dad.
The dad of who?
The Kardashian dad.
Oh, Jenner.
No, that got OJ out of fucking... He was his lawyer.
Kardashian.
Yeah, dead.
The original Kardashian.
Yeah. Dead.
The original Robert Kardashian.
Yeah. Stepdad.
Hey, and he died just in time.
Yeah.
He got out of here before all this fuckery.
He knew it was coming.
He knew. He had a crystal ball.
So who's the stepdad? Bruce.
Bruce.
Where's Bruce? Anyone seen Bruce?
This is some dude's ass right
now. I don't
now.
See Bruce.
Yeah, so Bruce.
We all know what happened to Bruce. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have...
He got that wiener turned inside out.
Then you have Reggie Bush. Where's Reggie?
Forgot about Reggie. He ain't in the league no more.
Yeah, Reggie.
He got passed around.
Out of the league.
Then
there was the white guy that played basketball.
One of the biggest busts in the world ever that they don't mention. They say Ryan Leaf all the time. Reggie Bush, I know he won a Super Bowl with the Saints, but he's up there.
Then there's the white guy.
Chris something.
Yeah. You know, does he play still?
No
one's ever heard of him.
Yeah, he played for the Nets.
He's done.
The Nets. He took that was the only white dude that any of those chicks ever fucked with.
Okay. Kanye?
Oh, I guess Scott Disick.
Kanye went off the rails.
He's a fucking weirdo.
He's a weirdo now.
He's on some weird shit.
Okay. Lamar.
Shit. So he's taped up in the telly with Matt Hoes, unconscious.
Trying to die.
Yeah, doing rails.
Mm-hmm.
Is he alive? Did he make it out?
I don't know.
I don't remember hearing he's still about alive, a funeral.
But he fell the fuck off.
And then
Rob.
Now we got Rob. Mr. Rob, who used to be kind of normal.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened to this dude?
I don't know.
How do you gain 400 pounds and like, it's like one day you see him and then like literally the next day he overnight gained like, he just eating Twinkies for 24 hours straight.
Too many ramen noodles?
But if you Rob...
You have a trainer. You have all the money.
Well, I understand if you met this bitch at church and she turned out to be a hoe... But you went to a hoe factory and got a hoe.
Yeah. And then you got her knocked up.
And then you're surprised?
And then you got her knocked up. And then expect her not to be fucking other dudes? She fucked rappers.
Yo, it's like, she's like She's like the Fifi bag in prison. She's built like a fucking sack of russet potatoes that's been fucked like a million times. She's the Fifi bag that you're in cell block B. You roll up this nice little Fifi bag with your little fucking nut towel. You nut in that shit. You pass it to the next cell block. Rob's all the way in cell block Z.
He's at the end.
He's at the end of the fucking line. The Fifi bag gets all the way down to him.
He's thrown up as he's in there.
And he decides to fucking bust in that. And then on top of it, he wants to marry it. He tries to marry the Fifi bag that's been fucked around a million times.
What do you think this dude's doing when he's driving his car and he's listening to Sirius, like hip-hop station? And
every just dude, shitting on him?
No, every dude on there has banged his old lady.
God.
And they wrote songs about it.
And then you got to act like you didn't know that she was like this. And then you do an apology that, you know, saying everybody was right and you should have listened and all this shit. Like, you're the ultimate sucker for love, homie. Listen. You're the ultimate sucker for love.
Listen, it was stated in 1999. What? Listen, it was stated in 1999. Can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Cue the music. That's where I'm going to put it. Okay. I'm going to put Ho's a housewife, and then I'm going to put, homie, don't act like a bitch. Right there in that little spot.
Mm-hmm.
What else am I missing? Oh, we can do Ludacris.
Use a hoe. Ho!
At the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
At the Vallejo.
Mm-hmm.
God. The biggest sucker for love in his. So what actually happened, though? Like, what did she do? She got caught fucking some other dude?
Yeah, and then he started just fucking sending pictures of her with her fucking ass and her pussy and her tits, and then...
Which everybody's already seen anyways.
Yeah.
So she's acting all upset, and now she's trying to sue him.
And then, like, there's a picture of, like, some dude with her, like, in the bed with her.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
As, like, her get back, like, her little revenge fucking piece.
Yeah. All he has to do is check the security cam. He can watch that shit all he wants. You know those motherfuckers slide in and out. Oh, I'm the pool guy. Motherfucker,
why didn't you put out any fucking video of him fucking her?
Anybody want to see that shit? You think he has an oxygen mask?
You think you got him beat?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah? You cocking off with this dude right on the spot. On the spot. You do it?
He can't even see his own dick.
Don't mean it ain't there.
He ain't got shit.
You're confident on this, huh?
He ain't got shit. I'm not confident about my dick very often.
But you're confident against Rob
Kardashian? God damn it, right now I'd fucking throw it on this table and a cock off.
He had enough to fuck that Fifi bag.
You think she really fucked him?
A couple times. Well, they had to have at least once.
That's
they had
a fucking payday.
Kid. You think that's his kid?
No, fuck no.
They're going on Maury?
That ain't
you taking that
kid.
Bitch to Maury, huh?
Yeah, I want to see.
ASAP.
I would love to see
you
that.
Talk about ratings? Yo, Maury, if you pull this shit off, you owe us. Yeah. We want in on that shit. The Whiskey Sick Podcast want in on that shit. Because that's the highest rated episode you can have. You got to have Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian on the Maury Povich show. And I Am Not the Father fucking episode.
That family 482. Faked, that family faked a robbery in Paris.
Yes. The mom sold the sex tape that got this whole fucking ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Sold her daughter out.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's like real shit. Like, that's factual now. That's not... She sold the fucking thing. She shopped it off.
She's a real pimp.
You know, these motherfuckers call, like, they take their own, like, fake paparazzi with them.
And then they doctor up the
photos and shit. How crazy is that?
You're living in a whole different
world,
why
every once in a while you see a real paparazzi pic and her legs look like chicken legs and her ass is all fucked up. Kind of like Blac Chyna's ass.
She looks disgusting, dude.
And they got all mad when they were going to get married and shit because they didn't want her to have the name Kardashian. That she wasn't a true Kardashian.
This is Game of Thrones and shit.
Like, fuck.
You're not heir to the right.
Yeah. You don't get this name.
Yeah.
This prestigious Kardashian name that we shit all over.
They live in a whole different world, dog.
I just want to kick it with Dizzy. I want to kick it with my man Dizzy.
The one dude that doesn't give a fuck.
That tells it like it is. Tells them they're all fucking weirdos. Because he's the real MVP. Scott Dizzy, you are the real MVP, my man.
Dude. And they started off with this fool. This is where it all came.
Yeah, what happened to all my other little tabs?
This dude. OJ.
Damn. So we got to get into OJ. We can't.
He's the one that started the Kardashian guy. How come they didn't charge him for that shit?
But they're all back together now.
He'd have been locked away forever.
The team's back. So did you see this by any chance? The little. Did you see the actual hearing for the parole?
No. I woke up and there was a dude that got he got parole, and then the other dude hung himself.
This fucking guy, yeah, the Linkin Park dude.
Yeah,
I fucking love Linkin Park too. Peace out. Right. This fucking dude, Chester Bennington, the homie. What up? This fucking guy had the nerve to say during the his portion to speak at the hearing that he's led a conflict-free life. His whole life. He's led a conflict-free life. And the three people on the board were joking with this guy and laughing and telling jokes and fucking eating it all up. Not realizing that they're being manipulated by the greatest manipulator of all fucking time. A man who sold out his own people and didn't even... I'm not black. I'm OJ. That fucking guy. Sold out his own fucking people. And only became black when it was convenient for him to try to beat that charge where he switched up his whole house and put up fucking Zulu Nation and crazy ass fucking Black Panther shit in his house.
Are you hating on OJ right now?
I'm hating on OJ. This motherfucker.
That's the juice, dog.
This dude somehow has found a way
to win the lottery again?
This dude cashed in the greatest, the greatest Groupon of all time on last week. He walked in and get this. He decapitates his old lady. He damn near decapitates her new boyfriend.
This is after years of beating the shit out of her.
Yep. He beats the shit out of her for a decade. Then he rolls in with two thugs armed and robs some dude for his own shit. But still, he rolled up in there with guns. So he does armed robbery and two first-degree brutal-ass murders and only gets 9 years. A homie was in the Sunday paper and clipped out the greatest Groupon of all time. He said, 2 murders and an armed robbery, 9 years. Those motherfuckers said, gotcha. Ching, ching. You can cash that in here.
Juice.
The juice. That's like a Weed Maps fucking first time fucking patient. $20 special right there.
They give you an ounce for free on your first visit. Yeah.
Top shelf. Any top shelf, we're selling $10 grams. That's what this dude just fucking cashed in on. You kidding me? 2 murders and a fucking armed robbery and you only get fucking 9 years? That's crazy. And then these motherfuckers are in there laughing it up, chopping it up, you know, making little fucking jokes and shit. Like, it's like shit sweet.
You think that dude just used to, like, pimp, like, all the gay dudes in prison? Because you know the Jews had some fucking power. Man. That's OJ, man. Every dude in there that wanted to kill his wife is like, hey, dog, can I get a minute with you? How'd you do it?
He had to have been... Dude, he was smashing some shit. He was getting smashed.
Think so?
He was sucking some dicks, too.
You think so?
I fucking guarantee it.
You think he was sucking or you think he was getting...
I think he was doing both. I think he was sucking while getting fucked. I think he was 69 position. I think he was in all that shit.
Yeah.
I think he was getting mouth pile drived. He was taking it like the episode where we did the guy that choked his wife to death with his big dong. He was getting face fucked like that.
What do you think the punishment for OJ should be? Do you think it's to bring him down to Florida with that notorious gay...
What's he got to offer? Here's the
notorious gay sex offender. When the dudes broke in and they held him hostage.
Oh, yeah. He fucked him for like days.
Yeah.
Big beast.
Yeah, we need
the greatest fucking gay sex offender of all time.
Yeah, you want to talk about putting that girl in the walls with Cyborg?
Yeah.
Put OJ in the fucking room with that fool.
Yeah, fuck, man. I think so. What's the bet? I mean, there's got to be a prop bet in Vegas on when he gets back, when he lands his ass back in jail. Is it under a year? What do you get for under a year?
I think he's gonna end up dying for something. I don't know.
AIDS.
Yeah.
He's got AIDS.
He'll do something stupid like.
He don't got the money like.
He don't got the
like magic.
Yeah.
To beat that shit anymore, even though he's got 1.8 chilling, that's been collecting since he's been in there that the Goldmans can't touch.
He just needs
20 grand a month. From the NFL that the Goldmans can't touch.
He needs a reality show where he just talks about, like, killing his wife. He just needs to come out with it.
But they can't do shit.
Yeah, he's got to come. He can't get charged twice, right?
Whiskey.
Didn't he already have to pay all that shit?
No, he can't get charged twice. He had a civil trial after that, which he was found. You're not found guilty. You're found. You only need
liable
like
for her death.
You only need, like, 55%. You don't. It's something like just a little over half to be found guilty, and he was basically found guilty of a civil. That's why they get all the money, anything he makes, except they can't touch his pension, which he gets from the NFL. For $20 million, would you take herpes? $20 million, would you live the rest of your life with herpes?
Is it just that question, or is it like, do I have lots of?
No, you straight up getting herpes. You can decide on how you got it. I won't play that. I won't say you had to get stuffed by fucking OJ in prison.
Okay. How many outbreaks am I gonna have?
Well, however, I don't know how herpes works. Let's just say once a month.
Fuck no.
What?
20 million?
20 mil.
Fuck no.
You can cut off your shooter and get a new one for that price.
You seen those pictures in school? Remember when they showed you what herpes and all that shit looked like?
Not really.
Oof.
I wasn't too concerned. You were paying attention?
I looked at that shit and went, I don't want that shit.
Let's switch it to chlamydia.
For 20 million?
20 mil.
Sure. You can
gonorrhea?
Cure that shit in a heartbeat.
Yeah?
Take some pills.
It's not herpes.
Nope.
You don't want the herpes.
That's a gift that keeps on giving, homeboy.
So this accuser is accusing Usher of giving her herpes, and she's suing him for $20 million. Exposing her to herpes.
Did he admit that he had herpes?
The one in New Philadelphia says that she's devastated when she got the results on Saturday. The woman said she'd gone to get tested immediately after hearing reports. Usher admitted in documents that he has herpes simplex 2.
Dang.
Damn.
Usher's got a confession.
He's got a way confession, man. You just smashing bitches without rubbers and you got herpes, dog? How the fuck did he get it? She sued Usher for $10 million after she says they had unprotected sex earlier this year. Now she said, fuck that. What was I thinking? Only getting 10 mil. I want 20 mil for emotional harm, medical bills, and punitive damage.
Do you realize there's broke people with herpes?
They just live with it.
Yeah, so what kind of... kind of emotion.
That's what I'm saying. So for 20 mil, you could be rich with herpes.
What kind of emotional damage?
Would you tell bitches?
Fuck no.
Because you know you're going to be rich. So you're going to go on some Usher shit.
Get my 20 and get sued right away.
You lose it. You lose it all the next day. You get sued. We never thought about
rich.
That shit.
I was rich for 20 minutes. Days. 7 days, man. I was rich.
I once had $20 million. What happened? How'd you lose it?
Be that drunk. I hit the bartender and went, I used to have $20 million.
Thinking you had like some fucking, you went to Ibiza and just had like 5 years of just crazy partying and shit. Nah, I fucked one bitch and she sued me.
That's an Al Bundy story right there.
That would fucking be you.
That's the Al Bundy story.
That would be whiskey if you got $20 million for having herpes. One last dude. Because we got to go for the Trinity, the Holy Trinity over here. Basically, our man.
What? Ooh. R. Kelly's stepping up in the game.
R. Kelly's hiring Bill Cosby's lawyers to defend himself. He's basically R. Kelly's a sick motherfucker. Kelly and another woman coming to R. Kelly's alleged sex cult. This motherfucker's keeping like 15, 16, 17 year olds in like some Waco, Texas type fucking cult thing. Some, what was that shit here in San Diego?
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate.
You know
shit.
What we need?
Shut the fuck up.
We need a motherfucker like Charles Ramsey to come in and save him.
Oh, did you see that Marilyn Manson almost? They had that fake story about him getting out of prison on parole. I almost talked about
Charles
that last
Manson?
Week. Charles Manson. Who did I say? Marilyn Manson? He'll be next. One Manson, you've seen them all. News broke of R. Kelly's alleged sex cult, which reportedly involves several young women being held against their will. The details of R&B crooners... What the fuck? Trist? What the fuck's that? Have become more and more bizarre by the minute. Most recently, a woman formerly involved in the Bump and Grind singer with the Bump and Grind singer spoke to Jezebel about the life of the circle. The woman referred to as Kim... physical, sexual, psychological abuse while she confirmed that each of the women living under Kelly's supervision are all above the age of consent. Are all above the consent.
So what, is he just walking around with his like little harem?
So basically they're 18. And he's holding bitches captive.
So basically he's got a stable.
He's pissing all over them.
But they're over 18.
But he's holding them against their will in a cult. He's the new David Koresh. This fool's turned into David Koresh. Like, the government's going to go to this dude's compound and start, like, set it on fire, like, Waco. That's where this dude's... you're not allowed to look at anyone. We have to keep our heads down. If we're back in the studio, sitting on the couch and his friends across the room, bar, we can't look at each other or communicate with each other. The girl's also instructed to tell to telling each other. If
so
we're
it's like Scientology
Uber
for
and
R. Kelly?
Up the driver, we're supposed to tell him. Yeah, basically, he's starting his own fucking religion over here, man.
Might be a genius.
Who would have thought that it would be better to be fucking OJ today than fucking Usher or R. Kelly?
How? They can't just leave?
I guess not. Maybe he's strapped up. Yeah, wouldn't you just get up and walk away?
Yeah. I'd be like, I saw what that motherfucker did to you in the download video. He beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah, they're sitting here saying we're not allowed to talk about anything. We can't do this. He never makes threats, but the girls are so eager to do whatever he wants. It sounds like they're having a good time. Sounds like they don't want to leave. But I read this one story that this girl, this lady, her daughter met this dude backstage and was like singing for him. And he wanted to sign her. So he flew her out here to California and met him backstage. And he kind of took her under his wing at like 15 years old. And then they never really saw her daughter again. And that they couldn't get her back because she became part of this little cult and shit. Because he was promising to make her like this superstar singer and shit like that. So who's weirder, him or Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise is pretty weird.
He's a weird motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's jumping on couches and shit.
It just sounds like Tom or R. Kelly's just probably paying their bills.
And they just like digging it. They're just going along with it.
Yeah, and now like they just want to get some money because they got kicked out because they're probably getting a little old.
Or this lady who's snitching is the one that got kicked out.
She got kicked out because she's old or trying to steal some shit.
She's trying
from
to get in the cult and they won't let her in the fucking cult. Yeah. They're like, you're too whack to get up in this fucking cult.
Because if this dude, it's in the age of like social media and shit, you'd be able to see like videos of this shit. I'm calling bullshit.
What if
on
he doesn't?
This.
I wouldn't give him any cell phones. You giving him cell phones? If you fucking hold him against your will, you ain't gonna get no goddamn cell phones.
You ain't holding no one against will. You tell me R. Kelly's gonna strong arm you?
Yeah. What are you gonna
fuck
drown,
out of here.
Drown you in piss? He's just gonna hold you down and piss in your mouth?
Fuck out of here. Didn't Jay-Z's people beat the fuck out of him?
Did they?
When they had that Best of Both Worlds tour, and R. Kelly was trying to be a diva, and that's when Jay-Z was rolling with the real dudes, and then they beat the fuck out of R. Kelly and shit.
I vaguely remember this shit. You're really up on this, like, TMZ-type fucking knowledge.
No, I watched that, there was like a documentary on the fucking,
about their beef?
About Def Jam or some shit like that.
Maybe.
It's like a Def Jam documentary from back in the day, when it had, like, the Rough Riders and all them stuff, when they all went on tour and shit.
Yeah, I remember that shit, actually. Yeah, wasn't Beanie Siegel and all those dudes in there? What was that other dude's name?
Freeway.
Yeah, Freeway, and there was the other one, dude. Memphis Bleek.
Yeah.
I kind of like that fool. All those dudes fell the fuck off. Because
they were all under fucking Def Jam, man.
Who is the owner of that shit, though?
Russell Simmons.
No.
Dame Dash.
Dame Dash. You know he's broke? We're doing better than Dame Dash now? You know that? I ain't even bullshitting you. And Jay-Z wants nothing to do with him?
Dame Dash looked like a crackhead.
He's a crackhead. That's how he got. I think that's how he lost all his money. But they thought that shit was going
to
last forever.
He wanted to be famous.
Kind of like a member of Murder, Inc., Irv Gotti. That dude's broke as fuck now, too. All those dudes. Ja Rule. You know about Ja Rule and his little fucking shenanigans over and fucking with his little fake.
People in tents and shit.
All these dudes from our youth are just falling off,
falling the fuck off, dog.
Damn. And we're over here talking shit about today's fucking rappers, and look at our guys.
You know,
we're not really setting a good example.
You know what's the saddest thing you ever told me? Is when you saw Daz.
Daz Dillinger? But he's back on his grind now. He's
got
making
the,
fucking
he
music.
Got that,
he climbed out of
he got that the, Tupac money, that's why.
This fool, I saw Daz Dillinger, and he may dispute this if he hears this, but I saw him with my own two eyes when I was working at Target. This motherfucker was in a dollar spot, shopping in the front of the store in a dollar spot with like a bunch of kids. And I fucking started crying. It hurt me because DPG is my shit. Daz is my shit.
He's one of the baddest producers.
He's just dope as hell. But now they're back on their shit. They're making some new shit. Daz is actually coming out with a new group. So keep Daz's name out your mouth. Quit bringing that shit up.
I love Daz, man.
I think right before I knew you, I used to have the surveillance camera, the picture from the surveillance, up on our fucking refrigerator of Daz Dillinger.
Daz,
I brought it home and I said, "Who is this?" And the homies were like, "That's Daz.
He did all the All Eyes on Me fucking album."
He's a killer, man. He's dope. He's done all the DPG
You know which
shit.
One you should have kept on your goddamn fridge?
Retaliation, Revenge, and Get Back. A hip-hop album of the week since we're talking about Daz. Go listen to Retaliation, Revenge, and Get Back.
Speaking of surveillance video, you know one you should have kept, motherfucker?
What?
That Selma Hayek one.
Yeah, I still have it.
Do you?
I still have it. God, I have it on my computer somewhere on here.
Bad.
I just ain't willing to go through my pictures with you standing right here. Knows what, I haven't had a chance to edit them motherfuckers. That iCloud is a bitch. You get pictures and all of a sudden the ones you didn't want are all of a sudden saved somehow. You're like, how the fuck? Shit. We're going to leave on this topic. I just need to get your initial reactions. Walmart and some deep shit. You guys have probably seen this. It's gone viral. I have a theory on how this happened.
I can't even see what your theory is. I can't even be a part of
come
this.
Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. They have a ad for a wig, like a stocking cap. It's the description that's got everybody up in arms, rightfully so. It says natural full cap weaving net, durable stretchy weaving net, weaving cap, wig cap, size medium, and the description for the color is N-word brown. Now, Walmart is apologizing.
It doesn't actually say N-word brown.
It says the actual word.
Yeah.
N-word brown.
Yeah.
In parentheses to describe the color of this shit.
And it's not A, so, it's ER.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the foul version. Yeah. So how did this happen? What's your theory?
It's got to be somewhere in the Midwest.
I think it's dude's last day. I think this is the last day of his 2 weeks notice.
This shit's made in like India, dude. They don't even know about that.
You think they put some Indian Habibi dude put this shit on there? Yeah.
They outsource that shit, man.
And you think, how the fuck would he come up with that?
You think some white college kid makes their fucking website shit?
Probably.
No.
Why does he have to be a white dude? Could have been anybody.
Who else is going to put it on
there? It's their last day. Homie runs the little website. He fucking puts that up there, hits enter, drops the bomb, drops the mic, and walks away. What are they going to do? Fire him? That's a last day prank.
How long was this up for?
Walmart. And where the product is listing active on both Walmart's main website and mobile website. Who's the first dude that caught this? You're like, what the fuck?
And why was he searching for that?
Yeah, searching for wigs and somebody sees that. Pulled down the offensive post. We are very sorry. It doesn't say how long. But not...
Where's Al Sharpton?
Still available for sale, but in several other colors, not in the brown. So they just pulled all the brown caps off just to be safe. They don't even sell brown wigs anymore.
Where's Al Sharpton?
Oh shit! Who is the outrage? Third party. It was a third party vendor, not the store itself.
See, they outsourced it.
You might be right.
I know this shit.
But how is some dude in fucking Bangladesh gonna be fucking using this shit?
Because they're good at code, man. They know how to make websites and shit.
But why would they use that word?
It's cheap labor. Maybe that translation doesn't go, like, you know? Maybe that culture doesn't have that translation.
They don't know if it was deliberate or meant to be a joke. What kind of joke would that be? Stores does get the bottom as quickly as possible.
We don't support racism.
I want some follow-up on this shit, Walmart. I need some fucking answers. I need some goddamn answers. How the fuck you let that happen on your watch? Damn. Imagine you the supervisor, too? That's that ass. All right. Well, shit. We made it. Welcome back, motherfucker. An hour and 13-minute episode. You came back. I didn't blow your wad. You made it all 5 rounds. Usually this is a solo act. I'm huffing and puffing by the end. Came in here. And you showed up.
Yeah.
You showed up. Thanks. You fought your way to a decision.
Thanks. Wasn't strong.
It was respectable showing. Yeah.
Had a couple good punches.
Solid fucking episode, as always. We're on YouTube, so hopefully we're going to get this fucking posted up.
We're not on YouTube yet, actually.
We will be on YouTube, right? What's this for? What are you going to do with this?
Well, it's going to go on YouTube, yeah.
Okay, so you're not going to just keep this for your personal files.
If this dude wouldn't cancel on me and shit, we're going to try to do some like little like clips, post on the gram. Little.
We're going to do the whole episode on the gram. I mean, not on the gram.
What are you fucking
on YouTube?
Retarded?
Yeah, on the gram.
We
right,
got a
right.
couple snippets.
Maybe we do a Snapchat.
Yeah, he's gonna post his pics, and we'll post that. So all 8 people that follow us on Instagram at Whiskey Sick.
Yep. So what's the Instagram, Diddy?
I just said it, motherfucker. You listen.
What's the name of it?
At Whiskey Sick.
But it's like underscore, isn't it?
At Whiskey _ Sick.
Okay, so that's important.
Yeah.
You can't just type in Whiskey Sick.
You find it.
Jesus Christ, man. You don't know how this shit works?
No.
What are we going to post? Are we going to make a YouTube channel?
We should.
just do a Whiskey Sick YouTube channel. Yeah. So you can just do that in like 10 minutes.
And give this guy, you know, the camera. Let him show you about his day. How many beat off? How many times you can beat off in a day?
You have enough memory on that? Is it even recording?
Let's hope.
Fuck. Well, there's episode fucking, what are we on? 13. Episode 13 in the motherfucking books. Killing shit as usual, slaying shit. We'll be back next week. More fights on the way. More bullshitting. I be Seth Gecko, a.k.a. Moody Hank, and this...
Peacekey Whiskey, motherfucker.
A.k.a. Whiskey, and this is the Whiskey Sick Podcast. We are out! Bounce with me, bounce with me, bounce. Yeah. Just like that. A little more. Bounce. Bounce now, so we meet round, round. Slow we creep, loud sounds. Don't blame me, approach these fiends. It don't take me more than 4 bars, 6 unique. Split your seams, fit your seam. The rhymes like hit that bomb, the ish that timely wit. Roll you back up, bows and blast the thunder. New to seat, the heat is packed. Full clip, bullet, 2 hits gone. Too lit, too sick, you guess wrong. You bet on that other shit. Fuck you in that rubber, ripped up, down. Pull it out, finish what I barely started. Very odd, I'm fairly hard from what I've heard these bitches say. Bitch is what pussy was right before it's fucked. Life is such and much the same. I'll kindly fucking bust the same. Time is up, I must refrain these stains. You can't just wipe them off. Page you tap, it might withdraw enough to keep this game alive. Fame aside, stakes will rise. I may just ride and live for it. I may just try and lift this shit. Breaking pride, the grip a bit. It may just slide an inch, but it's the one you need to keep her pleased. Deeper we go, she won't breathe, but she gon' see the life I bring. Every verse on every word and never swerved off track again. First to finish, last to win. Backs again against the wall. Ride my way out, time to lay down. Right away now, no escape found. Ain't the same how I get down. Ride the lows and hide the safe route. Any day now, I'll explode. Told you, Chelsea, don't look down. Tightrope bound, spot the land. Cannot withstand the heights we'll see. Break their arms and die to reach. Ain't that far, can't lie to me. Loud sounds, 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 loud sounds. Bright lights all around, time's right, calm me down. Might shine, not a sound on the ground. The thoughts allowed to cross your mind, no time to spare. Lost the fine line, rhymes is rare. Try not to stare, I'll lie to you. Sold the dub and turned the key that opened doors. I earned a peek at what's inside. The box of mine will give you of its own. I'll piss on you, it's so cliche. We may take your crown, appreciate he hates, take a bow. Keep saying, please make your way down. Freeway, please stay straight. I found a spot to drop these ladies off and find the bitches where they at. Find the witness, where that ass. Found my shit is there. I ask where I fit and where I win. And there's just instance left to take. Bet my fate and blow the winning. Slowly spinning, tables turn. Bright lights, 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 bright lights. Slow, no, right away. Don't doze, try to stay. Wide awake, the lights will fade. It's my mistake, your eyes will play. Tricks and shit is not a game. To flip the script, the plot was fame. It's not the same, my thoughts have changed. My shots have aimed at Sally Mae. I'll be waiting in the alleyway. Pop that bitch and validate. My parking stalking Mary Jane. Hit that shit, it's game we play. Then gone, I'm on my merry way. Then bought on soul, I'm barely late. It's rare, it's fate, I'm there to stay. No cares today, I sold my soul for yesterday. So fuck tomorrow, my time is now. If you catch up, I'ma step up and a mile away. So get fucked, I'll die to say. What crossed my mind, I lost my 9. Panic did wreck the prince, but seems I left my thoughts behind. The scene is fresh as press rewind. Loud sounds, bright lights. Loud sounds, bright lights. Loud sounds, bright lights. Loud sounds, bright lights. Time is now, it's getting close. It's time around, you go for broke. When you hear those loud sounds, when you hear those loud sounds. Time is right, we'll run to hide. All your life just what you ride. When you see those bright lights, when you see those bright lights. Show me love, throw it up. Take a hit and throw it up. Showing up, blowing up. Gave a shit, won't give a fuck.